The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Simo's the star of the show and she's joining me right now to obviously talk about all things Liverpool. How are you, my dear? You good?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm all right, thank you. It's like I'm shouting from the other room. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you very much. I'm getting to work with a legend.
Other way around, mate. This is it.
It's fantastic.
Can I just point out that the only reason that Simo's agreed to be on my programme this morning is that she's currently in a meeting with the boss, right? And she didn't want to be in the meeting with the boss, so she agreed to come on here because it gets her out of that particular meeting.
I did. I volunteered myself. I was like, I've always wanted to work with Adam. Always wanted to. Let me in.
So she's here now, obviously, to talk about everything that's going on in Liverpool over the forthcoming weeks, especially with it being half-term. A lot of people buzzing about trying to get... things to do for the kids, because it can be a nightmare.
It is, yeah. And the best way to get through, obviously, with the Guide Liverpool, got so many ideas. But something that my daughter went to actually on Monday, which is fantastic, is the Narnia experience at the St. George's Hall. It is just fantastic. You go in, you get like, I don't want to spoil too much.
Do you walk through a wardrobe?
You basically do. But they have like all the coats and everything when you go in. And
seriously?
Then you've got little trails that you go on. You've got like the Edmund Trail and the other thing. And you just go round and it is like... being in Narnia, and it's one of those things that you've really, really got to experience.
Is it expensive?
I think she went on a school trip and it was a fiver with the school trip. So it's not, I think it's about £8.50 or something to go, you know, if you go with the family or something, but if there's groups it changes, but everything is all on the guide and all the offers and stuff, but it is certainly, certainly worth a visit.
And if they're doing your head in, hopefully they'll get lost in Narnia.
Yeah.
That's it, leave them to it.
Yeah, go out and go somewhere else.
Ta-da! See ya!
But it is, there's always like so much going on, isn't there? Mm. And, you know, even like the likes of, even we love still doing things like going on the ferry over the Mersey, you know, doing things like that. It's just things
that's
that
such a Scouse thing to do, isn't it? Come on.
But it is, and it's just one of those things you forget. You've got the city sights tours with the open top buses, and I just think it's something that you do kind of take for granted because you live here, and you just think if you go and do one of those things, you learn so much, don't you?
Mm. Not today though, because the weather's a little bit, it's not too good. I'm not getting on an open top bus today. No chance whatsoever. Talk to me about this BBC thing that happened this week, because I've heard so much about it. Because Matty even went and he was hanging out with the guys from Silent Witness this week.
No, they were all down there. And that's why Jay Hines not here today, because I think he's gone a bit showbiz on us.
Is it?
He's been down with all the BBC Worldwide.
Does he wear sunglasses indoors?
He does, he started doing that. He's like,
sorted out, lad.
Yeah, that's it. But they're down there with all the cool and midwife stars there, as I say, Silent Witness, everyone. And Danny Minogue was there as well.
Was in our city.
She's certainly looking very like Kylie these days, even more
well,
so than ever.
Well, with the amount of stuff that she's had done, mate. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'd probably look like Kylie with all that work.
I can't even remember what Kylie looks like either these days. But as well as doing the, he's been down there with all the BBC Worldwide stuff. We've got, of course, next week, we've got Global Scouse Day.
This is the thing, right? Every time I look on Twitter or something, there's always a hashtag that's going around or something like Global Beard Day or Global Eat Spaghetti Day or something random like that. So now Liverpool has got a Global Scouse Day.
Yeah, we've had this.
Is this an official thing or have you just made this up?
No, it's proper because it's like, now, have you ever had a proper bowl of Scouse?
Oh, right, you're referring to the food rather than...
Yeah, Global Scouse Day as in a pan, as in like a plate of Scouse.
You see, there'll be people now rowing, listening to the radio, thinking to themselves, if I say that I have had a pan of Scouse, right? Which I believe I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But then people will ring in and ask for the ingredients. Because there's always that thing. Do you put carrots in it? Do you not put carrots in it? All this type of thing, right? Personally, I'm a man that goes without the carrots. See, I've just said it and people are now going to ring in and go crazy.
Door, yeah.
Exactly. So what people would class as traditional Scouse, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the way it came up when I was younger was like sort of Scouse came around because it was, I don't mean it's the leftovers from your Sunday dinner, but you know what I mean? It was sort of a Monday. You just sort of chucked everything in there.
I like the way that you've basically nicked the stew. It's basically what it is. You've nicked the stew and called it a different
dish.
It's
Scouse, because it's much better because we all make it. And everywhere you go, everyone thinks you can do it. But the ultimate recipe, the ultimate secret recipe, which now isn't quite so secret because Jay's gone and thrown it on the Guide Liverpool, is actually on there, and where you can get the best, because loads of places are going to be doing it all over the city on Tuesday, and it's pancake day as well, so you can have a nice big pan of Scouse and then you can have a pancake for afters.
But where I come from, like, pancake day is the thing where you have a little bit of a race with your mates to see how many pancakes that you can do.
As
your main meal.
You don't have pancakes as your main meal, or a pudding.
Yeah, but some people have savoury pancakes, don't they?
I don't like savoury pancakes. You could have a Scouse pancake.
Get
I'd kill
out,
it.
Mate.
I dare you to have a Scouse pancake
no,
on Tuesday.
That's just disgusting. Regarding pancakes,
yeah.
I've got a mate who makes lasagna, but he does not use the pasta.
Yeah.
He uses pancakes.
Rossi does that in Radio City too. That's exactly what he does. And actually, I've made it as well with the kids because the first time he mentioned it to me, I went, that's gross, that's disgusting. You don't put pancakes in lasagna, yeah. mate. It's not happening. But I tried it and it is, make it dead thin, like sort of like pastry sheet type pancakes yeah. and use that as your layers.
Have you tried?
Yeah, it's lovely. I don't eat meat, so it's a bit rubbish for me. But I did turkey mince with it and they absolutely loved it, the kids with the pancakes in.
Right.
Yes.
Does Rossi bring his in? Because I would love to try this.
Oh, yeah. We'll get him to bring some in next week.
Well,
for
pancake
you.
There for
yeah,
next Tuesday.
Yeah, get him
yeah.
to do it for you.
And if
yeah.
you could knock up a Scouse, this could be wicked.
This could be great.
Because I'm in here. I'm on the other station next week. You see, I'm one of them that just says yes. You yeah. know what I mean? If they're paying, I'm in,
that's
right?
Fine. Yeah.
So I'm on the other station next week. So I'll still be here on Tuesday. So you bring in, you do
the Scouse. Yeah.
He does the pancake lasagna.
Yeah, marvellous. And then we'll just have to find somebody now to do like your little afters, your little lemon and sugar
winning.
Business.
Winning. Absolutely
winning. We're going to be rolling you out of here, aren't we?
Absolutely, mate. Listen, before you clear off, tell me about this Warhorse thing because this is one of your things, yeah?
This was amazing. The Warhorse, it's coming to the Empire, the Liverpool Empire in November. They had like a bit of a launch thing we went to the other week and I actually got to see the horse, the puppeteers and everything that goes behind it. It's one of the most incredible, weird interviews I've ever done in my life. Because
you interviewed the horse?
Yeah. Made much more sense than me. But I was talking to the puppeteer behind it and everyone who does it. But it actually felt like I had a real horse behind me. And you forget there's like, it is, I know you're looking at me and everyone's looking kind of thinking, Simo, you're even more bonkers
Lost it,
than
mate.
Normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you'd have to watch this to understand. They've had like three guys inside this horse.
How big is this thing?
It's like a normal life-size horse. It's a proper-size horse. And they've got these three puppeteers in it. And basically they make all the noises that a horse would make because a horse's lungs would apparently make the same noise as three men. So the three men do all the and all this kind of thing. That sounded like a cat, not a horse. But they make all these noises and everything.
How big are these men, by the way? Are they fully grown men?
They're fully grown men, yeah. They're like adults, but they all like sort of go in tune with it. It is like, you forget, you're looking at me now, but you come and see this at the Empire in November.
Yeah, yeah.
And you will look at this horse and forget it's not an actual horse. I've never seen anything
out,
like
mate.
It. Honestly,
you'll be able to see people's legs underneath it and all this type of stuff.
It all camouflages into it. And it like the horse, and every show's different. And the horse kind of reacts to different things. They have people on his back. It is just incredible.
Every show's different.
Every show's different.
So they don't have a set script?
No, they have a script, but the horse does different things in each show. You never quite know what it's going to do. It just goes how it feels.
We have cameras in the studio, right? And I'm gutted that I've not switched them on because Simo is now doing the actions of a horse in front of me.
I'm being a horse.
She is. She's giving it the big in here. Next time you're in here, the Facebook Live thing's going on so people can have a little bit of a nosy. When is this, by the way? When is this?
It's going to be coming in November. But this was like a launch thing. They just wanted people to see what an amazing, amazing thing it was.
This is your thing, isn't it?
This is my thing. I love
theatre, performance, and all that
theatre.
Type of stuff.
We've got a Thoroughly Modern Millie as well there at the minute.
So easy for you to say. What did you just say there?
I've had a gin.
Thoroughly Modern Millie. Go and check a bit of that out.
I'm off with my dancing
Where's that
shoes.
On
it's on at the Empire. Oh. Over the road. Look out the window. Give him a wave. Opposite St. George's
Hall. I'm not going anywhere near the edge of there. It's swaying today, mate.
It is.
Hurricane Doris is coming our way.
Oh, yeah.
Get out the flipping way.
Frightening.
What's going on the other station, anyway? What have you been doing this morning?
What have we been doing this morning? We've been doing... Oh, he's been running up and down flights of stairs, Rossi, hasn't he?
I saw that video.
Next week, he's
Why did you not do that?
Because they needed someone to control the desk.
What a cop-out. What an absolute
cop-out. I'd have left him standing. I'd have done it in twice the time.
I'd have made him go the other way. I'd have made him come up the stairs rather than down the stairs.
Yeah, I would have done, actually. Never might have got back up again. He's going out making spam fritters to somebody's house next week as well.
That is gold.
Love
so
it.
we've got pancake lasagna and spam fritters on the menu, eh? This is where you want to be eating, ladies and gents.
All we've done is talk about food for like we've not mentioned anything else apart from food.
Technically, breakfast. This is the show that goes into brunch. You know what
it
I mean?
Is,
and then
actually.
Once we finish brunch, you're on, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're
that'll on. Be it. Then we're done.
Radio City Talk Breakfast: The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.